This podcast has been brought to you by Native Grape Odyssey, discovering the true essence of high-quality wine from Europe. Find out more on nativegrapeodyssey.eu. Enjoy. It's from Europe.
Follow Italian Wine Podcast on Facebook and Instagram.
Hello, this is the Italian Wine Podcast with me, Monty Ward. My guest today is Mauro Di Maggio. Mauro is the president of the Consorzio del Primitivo di Manduria, which is the growers, wine growers consortium for the Primitivo di Manduria, DOC.
Yeah, exactly. We have a DOC and a DOCG, which is the sweet wine.
The Dolce Naturale.
Dolce Naturale, exactly.
So are you from a wine growing family? How did you become president of the consortium?
Well, if you're born in an agricultural family, you in a moment of your life you realize you have to go back.
So you're Pugliese, you're from Puglia.
Yeah, I'm from there.
Where were you born?
I was born in Taranto, which is the capital town of the area, and so my family has been producing grapes and wines since generation, and that's the story of many of us. The Primitivo di Manduria is, let's say, the most important DOC of the southern Italy. Now its importance is growing. And the producers of the area, I'm managing a company, a winery of the area, which is Samarzano, but all our colleagues have done a very good job in the last 20 years. We've been producing and selling and distributing all over the world. So we realized it was the time to give strength to our work with organizing better the consorzio. As a producer, you could do some things. You manage the vineyards, you do the wines, and you sell them. As a consorzio, you do other things. You take care of the appellation, of the brand awareness of the appellation. You fight the imitation, the counterfeiting activities.
Fake wines.
The fake wines. And so we felt it was the time to go to the step further. So to work together, not just the single producer on their own, producing and selling, but all together defending what we've done.
So how many producers are there of Primitivo di Manduria and the DOCG Reserva?
The DOCG Reserva is a very niche product. Yeah. Okay. It's just, let's say, even less than 20,000 bottles. It's a small production. While for the Primitivo di Manduria, Classico, let's say, and Riserva, we have a little bit less than, let's say, 70 companies, 70 wineries producing bottles with that sign.
In terms of Italian quality wines, so DOC or DOCG wines, you're quite near the top in terms of production. Is that correct or not?
I think there are a lot of wines based on Primitivo, and our goal in the communication activity at the consortium is to explain to people that the top of the pyramid of Primitivo wines is Manduria wines. This is the traditional area. It is where the traditional terroir, it is the cradle of Primitivo, actually.
So what makes it special as a zone? Why does this particular grape, the Primitivo, thrive?
I think I studied it for every DOC. You have the human part, the techniques. You have the grape and you have the terroir. And then for us, the grape is very special because Primitivo means a very early ripening wine. Wine of before. Prima means before in Italian. So it ripes at the end of August already. And the terroir, the Primitivo di Manduria area has a very calcareous underground, with a very small layer of soil, so very small production.
Thin topsoil over calcareous clay.
So which gives very low yeast, very low yields, very small production in terms of quantities, very strong concentration. So it is a very strong wine with a lot of structure in terms of alcohol and color, and with a lot of fruit.
Yep. So I've just got the production. So most of the townships or communes are in the province of Taranto, and Taranto is a port. It's right on the heel of the Italian boot. And then you've got a few
18 villages, 15 in the province of Taranto, 3 in the province of Brindisi.
Okay. So in terms of local cuisine, I mean, Puglia is becoming very well known for its excellent beaches, for its excellent food. It's been a little bit ignored, maybe, and it's an up-and-coming region in terms of, I think, in terms of awareness in Italy. So what about the local food and tourism?
In the past years, Puglia has become very popular for tourists, and we have a lot of English people living there in the what they call it the Trullish area.
Trulli show, yeah. So the Trulli is, you can explain, what is a Trullo?
I was telling you earlier on, we have this calcareous rock. So when in the past our ancestors had to plant a new vineyard, they had to dig and rip off the stones.
To take the stones away, yeah.
Yeah, and what did they do? They did stone walls and stone houses with that. And so in the different areas of Salento, which is the peninsula of Puglia, you have different shapes of these houses, and the most well-known is Trulli.
They're called Trulli, yeah.
Yeah, which you have in the Valle d'Itria, in the Itria Valley, which is the northern part. It's an area of Puglia, which is not Salento, it's northern than that. Mm-hmm. So,
And it's a very distinctive landscape when you see these stone walls and you're driving around, and there are sheep there as well, and vineyards too, and it is unique. I mean, you're so used to, I mean, I've spent a lot of time in Tuscany, for example, you just don't really see those kind of stone walls.
When you're a traveler, it's much more Mediterranean than Italian, Puglia, and it reminds you of Greece more than other parts of Italy, and even because of the incredible sunlight you have. Everything is beautiful because of that enormous amount of light we have all around the year. But going back to cuisine, which is a very important thing to me, I think the most important pairing for Primitivo could be with we have a very traditional recipe of cooking the Primitivo in a local tagine, let's say.
Like a clay pot.
Yeah, near the fire. With a lamb, pieces of lamb, with a sauce of tomato, very slowly cooked, with herbs like, oregano?
Oregano?
Yeah, and with some wine. So with that, it's perfect, Primitivo. But you can have it even with Stilton. Try it with Stilton.
Blue cheese?
Yes. I would suggest Primitivo even to our friends of Bordeaux, for example, with the kind of recipe they do with meat and red berries, the sweet sauce, the duck, done with the sweet berry sauce.
Sweetness, okay. Tell me about the DOCG, the Primitivo di Manduria Dolce Naturale DOCG. What's that?
It's the real traditional style of Primitivo because of its structure, it has a lot of sugar. So
sugar pump. Yeah.
Yes, definitely. So the workers in the vineyards, they used to work for the owner, and at the end, traditionally at the end of the harvest, they used to split the harvest in two, a part for the owner and a part for them, and they used to leave for them the best lines in the vineyard to produce this sweet wine, because Primitivo, as I told you, is a characteristic which could be considered as a default in winemaking terms, but actually it makes its richness, because in the bunch of Primitivo, you have berries which are an ordinary ripening and berries which are almost dried. This makes the sweetness of the wine. And then in the best vintages, you have the natural appassimento. Otherwise, we bring the harvest inside the cellar and we let them dry for a few weeks.
Yeah, that's the appassimento, the drying period.
A little bit.
I mean, one of the faults or characteristics of this particular grape variety, the Primitivo, is this, as you said, this uneven ripening. So this style of dolce naturale that you've explained is a really kind of logical step, mm-hmm. isn't it? And I think that's a great example of adapting your winemaking style to what local conditions give you.
I agree. I think I'm passionate about wine because in every region you see the struggle of the people living there to produce wine, to adapt the style. And for us, this is the real archetypical style for Primitivo, the dolce naturale, even if the production is a very niche production. But I think even because you can do dolce naturale only with the best grapes, very nice concentration.
Yeah, I mean, the yields are for the dolce naturale set much lower than they are for the...
Yes, you can have the 30 quintals per hectare. It's very concentrated wine.
How do you add value to that, though? I mean, a lot of the preconceptions about wines from the southern Italy, are they good for blending for the north, or historically they were and they've been devalued and they're not worth very much money?
Actually, to tell you that, it's 20 years that I've been working in the winery, and I had the chance to grow together with the history of this economical phase of Puglia. And for Puglian people, for Puglian wineries, we have become very strong in distributing all over the world. And now the challenge is distributing and getting more and more brand awareness in Italy. Really? Because I think if you go to many markets abroad, like in Brazil, like in Southeastern Asia, Primitivo is a standard for good wine, even because of his versatile organoleptic
taste.
It goes very well with some very spicy cuisines, with a lot of That's big true. Game in Brazil and Argentina. So it's now in Italy that we are little, because, you know, Italy, there is a lot of wine, a lot of production, a lot of history, so it's difficult to take your place under the sun. So it's much more difficult here in Italy than abroad.
Yeah, it's a good point, actually. The struggle, you know, to sell wine locally when exports are obviously clearly going quite well. Anyway, I think it's a fantastic wine, Primitivo. I think
Thank you.
It gets a lot of bad press sometimes. I don't know why. Maybe it's because I worked in California and that's when I had some fantastic Primitivo wines. And I'm biased because my late father-in-law is Pugliese. I just want to say thanks to my guest, Mauro Di Maggio, for filling us in on the delights of the Primitivo from Manduria. Thank you very
much. Thank you for inviting us, Monty.
And also, it's lovely for you to talk about the local landscape, the stone walls. I'd forgotten about that. As soon as you said it, I was back in Puglia and you're driving around and think, oh, this is like, we have a place in England called the Lake District, which is, they have these stone walls to keep the sheep in. And I felt, it's like the Lake District, but in the Mediterranean. It's not raining in Lake District. It's like cold and foggy. And it is a beautiful place to visit. It really is a stunning place, but I'm biased.
So please come.
I will. Nice Thank to meet you. You. Thanks a lot.
It was a pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks for tuning into the Italian Wine Podcast. Our channels are SoundCloud, iTunes, Spotify, and Himalaya FM. We're also widely available on other podcast apps. Our official website is italianwinepodcast.com, and that's all one word. If you're using iTunes, feel free to rate the podcast or write a review. Thanks.
This podcast has been brought to you by Native Grape Odyssey, discovering the true essence of high-quality wine from Europe. Find out more on nativegrapeodyssey.eu. Enjoy. It's from Europe.
Follow Italian Wine Podcast on Facebook and Instagram.